In business, as in life, things don't always go according to plan. What matters is how we handle it. Whether we fear change or embrace it, isn't it time we reimagined our businesses to think and act differently? To thrive in uncertainty? To see change as an opportunity? UST brings people and technology together to reimagine business and transform lives. Tech News Briefing listeners can go to UST.com for more information.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla is planning to roll out an enhanced version of what it calls its full self-driving capability. The update adds new driving assistance features for navigating around cities. Government safety officials, though, say Tesla needs to slow down and address safety issues before making this update available to more drivers. On today's show, reporter Rebecca Elliott, who covers car tech for The Wall Street Journal, joins us to discuss their concerns and why self-driving ambitions are so important to Tesla. That's after these headlines. Facebook's oversight board says it's reviewing the company's practice of holding high-profile users, including celebrities and politicians, to a separate set of rules. The inquiry stems from an investigation by The Wall Street Journal into Facebook's system known internally as CrossCheck. In the past, Facebook told the Oversight Board that exceptions for high-profile users were only made in a small number of cases. But our reporting shows the CrossCheck system grew to include millions of accounts. The board says it expects a briefing from Facebook in the coming days. A Facebook spokesperson declined to comment further. The U.S. government is sanctioning a Russian-owned cryptocurrency exchange for allegedly helping launder ransomware payments. This is the first time the Treasury Department has blacklisted a digital currency exchange and shows the increased steps the Biden administration is taking to deter cyber attacks. U.S. officials said 40% of the transactions on the exchange, known as SUEX OTC, were with groups known to engage in illicit activity, and the sanctions should be seen as a warning to other bad actors. SUEX didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. And one day, your iPhone may be able to tell if you're depressed or going into cognitive decline. We report that Apple is partnering with researchers at UCLA and the pharmaceutical company Biogen to develop new features to determine if someone is at risk of depression and to identify mild cognitive impairment that could lead to Alzheimer's. The tools will track data from iPhone's video camera, keyboard, and audio sensors, alongside Apple Watch's data on movement, sleep, and vital signs, according to people familiar with the matter. Our reporter Rolf Winkler explains why Apple is so focused on mental health.
Your phones, your iPhone, knows so much about you that even the people who are closest to you don't know and can't observe. So what if those observations could be weaved together into an algorithm to address some of these conditions that affect tens of millions of people worldwide that today don't have great ways to be detected, great ways to be diagnosed? A lot of it's subjective. There's the promise here that you could find something that you could quantify that would at least flag things and tell people, hey, you know what? You're at risk for this mental health condition, for depression, for anxiety, for mild cognitive impairment. Maybe you should go get treated. Maybe you should go see a doctor. And then the promise is early intervention can improve outcomes.
Apple still faces a number of hurdles to launching these features. In addition to privacy concerns, the projects are still in early stages, and researchers say it remains to be seen if algorithms to detect those kinds of conditions would even work. All right, coming up, Tesla's manual says keep your hands on the wheel. But the names of its driver assistance features have a lot of people thinking, maybe I don't have to. And that's got safety regulators concerned. We'll discuss after the break.
In business, as in life, things don't always go according to plan. What matters is how we handle it. Whether we fear change or embrace it, isn't it time we reimagined our businesses to think and act differently? To thrive in uncertainty? To see change as an opportunity? UST brings people and technology together to reimagine business and transform lives. Tech News Briefing listeners can go to UST.com for more information.
Tesla drivers will soon be able to request an enhanced version of what the car maker calls its full self-driving capability. Now, this is different from Tesla's autopilot system, which comes standard on new vehicles. Autopilot can steer, accelerate, and brake within a lane. The full self-driving system goes further. For example, it can help vehicles change lanes on the highway. And the enhanced version would bring those features to city streets. But regulators are watching, and the new head of the National Transportation Safety Board thinks Tesla needs to pump the brakes on this latest driver assistance update. Joining us to discuss the tensions between Tesla and safety officials and how they might play out is our reporter, Rebecca Elliott. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Zoe. Nice to talk with you.
Now, Rebecca, you spoke with the new head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Homendy. What were her concerns about Tesla's full self-driving feature, and what does she want the company to do about it?
So she expressed concerns about specifically the language that Tesla uses to describe its driver assistance tools.
How many people read a car manual or go to a website to read warnings? No. What they're looking at is what is being said, how a product, and this is a product, is being marketed.
Homendy's, I think, main point here is, you know, that Tesla should be describing its system in a different way.
So it is misleading to call something full self-driving. I think it's misleading to call something autopilot, because that's not at all what it is.
Kind of saying that although the company warns drivers on its website and in its owner's manuals to remain engaged, and that these features don't make cars fully autonomous, that, you know, the marketing of the features using the full self-driving terminology, that's what people pay attention to generally. And she told me that, you know, she thinks that that has contributed to people misusing Tesla systems.
How much of the concerns that she has are about the features themselves versus maybe just the branding of them then?
Homendy didn't delve into the specific capabilities of the city driving tool that Tesla is getting ready to roll out more widely. But the NTSB has urged the company to clamp down on how drivers are able to use its advanced driver assistance tools. Tesla hasn't responded to those recommendations in a way that satisfies the NTSB. And Homendy said to me that, you know, before Tesla rolls out additional features, she would like to see them address those pre-existing safety recommendations.
You know, you're talking a lot about what the NTSB has urged Tesla to do, what it recommends them to do. How much power does the agency have here?
The NTSB is not a regulator, though it's viewed as a leading voice in transportation safety. The agency is tasked with investigating crashes across a range of industries and issues safety recommendations that can be directed toward companies, they can be directed toward the government. But they don't have enforcement authority. It can't compel Tesla to act. That power lies with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which is the federal auto safety regulator.
And meanwhile, that regulator, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is investigating Tesla's autopilot system and the role it may have played in several crashes. How is that investigation progressing?
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation last month after a series of crashes in which Teslas that had been operating with the advanced driver assistance system engaged had run into one or more parked emergency vehicles, so police cars, for example. And it's very early stages. The agency has requested a whole bunch of data from Tesla and from other automakers, but it's going to likely take a while for the investigation to play out.
And has Tesla responded either to Homendy's comments or to the investigation?
Tesla has not responded to our request for comment on either issue.
Has it said anything about its plans to look into ways drivers are using these features when they're added to their cars?
Tesla chief executive Elon Musk has said it is soon going to enable drivers to request access to the city navigation feature that we've been talking about. And, you know, once they do so, Tesla would monitor their driving patterns and release the feature only once, you know, they've established a sufficient pattern of good driving behavior.
Hasn't Musk himself raised concerns about rolling out self-driving features in the past?
He's expressed mixed views about the full self-driving system. During a conference call a couple of months ago, he responded to an analyst question about customer interest in subscribing to Tesla's full self-driving package. And in that conference call in July, he said that Tesla needed to make full self-driving work in order for it to be a compelling value proposition. And otherwise, people were betting on the future.
Okay, but we can see from, you know, videos that people post on Twitter or, you know, just from Tesla's own reports that this full self-driving capability doesn't always work as something that's full self-driving. So why is Tesla rolling out these updates now?
So this so-called full self-driving capability does not make vehicles autonomous. Tesla instructs drivers to remain engaged, keep their hands on the wheel, etc., while they are using the technology. This particular feature for city navigation is something that Tesla has been signaling for a while that it was on the horizon. The company is aiming longer term to enable vehicles to operate autonomously. And investors' belief in the promise of Tesla's automation technology has really helped to make the company the most valuable automaker in the world.
One thing we hear from Tesla is it's not just a car company, it's a tech company. This is what Musk said at the company's AI Day back in August.
Tesla is arguably the world's biggest robotics company because our cars are, like I said, semi-sentient robots on wheels.
And Rebecca, when it comes time to fine-tune and test their products, tech companies get customers to help them all the time. But obviously, there's a difference here with Tesla because of safety concerns. So how does Tesla find glitches without doing real-world testing?
So one of the points that Hamindy made to me was that a car is different from another piece of technology.
I mean, this is a car. This is not an iPhone. This is not an Apple Watch, you know, or any other small piece of technology that is a convenience for business and personal use. This is a vehicle that can kill people, including those driving, those passengers, but also others on the road.
You know, the implication being testing software in a car is not the same as testing software on another piece of technology, and different standards ought to apply.
All right, that was our reporter, Rebecca Elliott. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. You can check out other tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.